Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey guys, we are live and we are chatting about, like, if you've ever struggled to price a product, a program, or service before, you are not alone. It is one of the biggest things that I see a lot of my clients coming inside of Foot Traffic Formula. They just don't know, like, Stacey, what price should I do? Or how do I set a price on this? Or where do I start to look? So we're going to dive in and talk a little bit more about that. So Stacey Tuschel here. I'm the founder of Foot Traffic Formula, and today I'm going to be covering the three biggest mistakes I see when people are trying to set a price and try to price their product, their program, or service, especially now when the world is changing every week, right? We were just talking about our podcast releasing in September, and I said to my team, there is no sense in even trying to predict what we're talking about in September when we don't know what the world will look like in September, right? So we're actually preparing right now for a 30-day beginner boot camp that we're going to be starting on July 1st. And as I'm kind of creating the content and walking through how to build a funnel in the first 30 days, in week one, we start to dive into the foundational principles. But into week two, we start to talk about the offer and how to create this package, right? And how to create what we call a no-brainer offer. Meaning in any economy, somebody is still going to say, like, yes, I want that. Yes, I need this, right? Needs have definitely changed and wants have changed. And a lot of times that just because maybe people don't need your product, you can still sell wants in an economy like this, all right? And I always tell people, if you're uncertain with that, if you don't feel maybe that's accurate, ask yourself, have you purchased a want in a time like this? You probably have. So it shows proof and evidence that there are people out there that might still want your product but not need it, and go for it, okay? So let's talk about these three mistakes. Number one, they confuse their customer with more than one choice. Now, a lot of times people will come to me and they'll say they have like these three choices, and which one? So typically I'll say, well, which one is your best seller? Which one do we want them to buy, okay? Help people make a decision. Help them by deciding which one they want or need. Now, I have been wanting to buy a sauna for a long time, and I finally was like, all right, I'm gonna do it. I knew it cost, I already had quotes from before, so I knew it was like around like $3,000 or something for the one that I wanted. So I call the company up, I'm like ready to buy, I'm ready to spend $3,000, and then all of a sudden, they tell me about this amazing sauna that sounds perfect for me, that is like $10,000, okay? So here's what happened. I didn't go, thanks, but no thanks, I really only wanna spend this much. I didn't buy anything. Why? Why would I not buy anything when I want a sauna? Well, now the one that's $3,000 doesn't feel like good enough. Doesn't feel like, it feels like I'm missing out. Like they've created so much FOMO in this other one that's so amazing that it just stopped me from buying in general. When you know this is not good for your business. We do not want people feeling like they're getting plan B or the second choice, right? When they really want the big one, the one that you're specializing in. So be really careful. If you have more than one offer, make sure that it's not hurting you, okay? In our 30-day bootcamp, we're actually gonna be sharing with you how to build a funnel out when you have more than one offer, how to get people in the door, get their foot in the door, with a lower barrier of entry, but then still have an opportunity to upsell. If you do this in the wrong order, it will cost you. This company, it cost them $7,000, right? So it's a big, big difference. Now, number two, they haven't done enough up-to-date market research. Now, the key phrase here is up-to-date, okay? This is either non-existent or it's just old. If you haven't done market research since mid-March 2020, if you haven't done anything since prior to that, then you don't fully understand your perfect person right now. Think about how much have you changed since then? How much have your needs changed? How much has your behavior changed? Do you do things differently right now? Do you grocery shop different? Do you go out with friends to restaurants? Are you different, right? How have your desires changed? Now, I am sure, right, that if you haven't done your market research since after, like, let's say COVID, right, hit in mid-March for us here in the United States, then your market research is probably dated. You probably don't have enough information on your perfect person, okay? This is huge. And this is where you can have funnels that are working and then all of a sudden they just aren't working anymore, okay? All right, number three, last tip for the day that I want you to be thinking about. They confuse price with value. Okay. Now this one is it's easy, but it still can sometimes be complex for people to understand. Price and value are completely different. The price is what you are charging your customer or what your customer is going to pay or their investment, okay? But the value is, what is it actually worth, okay? What will they get out of it? What is the perceived value of the thing you do? So for instance, it might cost me $100 to do a sleep consultation. Okay, to hire a sleep coach, $100, I'm gonna talk to somebody for an hour, they're gonna give me a plan, okay? But the value of that, I mean, if it gets me to sleep through the night because my kids are sleeping through the night, that is like priceless to me, right? That could be worth way more than $100, okay? For somebody struggling who maybe isn't getting a good night's sleep and you telling them for only this much, I'm gonna fix this, okay? So a bottle of vitamins, the price might be $60, but the health benefits could save you way more on doctor bills, insurance, and medical bills and all of that, right? So the value can be much, much larger, much higher than just $60. Okay, another example would be, or a thing to prompt it from you is, when you understand the value you bring to your clients, you can properly or accurately price your product. So when somebody says, what should I charge? It's not just an easy, slap a $59 price tag on it, right? We have to ask ourselves, but what is the value, okay? So you really wanna make sure that you're not just selling one thing or something that has this price tag on it without being able to convey a much larger value. That is the way you can continue to sell at the price point you're looking to get. In a world where people are losing jobs and there may be a lot more jobs that will be lost in the next few months, right? You might have a tendency to compete and beat your competitors' pricing. If they're 40, you might wanna be 39, right? If they drop down to 50, you're like, no problem, I'm 35. But that is not the game you wanna play. It's a never-ending battle, and you will only both lose in that situation, right? Instead, you wanna ask yourself, what can we add to increase the value to possibly retain or maintain that price point, okay? So it's not always about how do I beat out the competitor and go cheaper. It's how do I have such a no-brainer offer that mine just looks too good to be true compared to theirs, okay? So if you are looking to come up with a clear no-brainer offer, if you know you need to do more effective market research right now or how to properly price your product and explain that value, I want to make sure you guys come join us. We are kicking off a 30-day beginner bootcamp, helping you build your first funnel in the next 30 days. So we're actually going to be starting July 1st. It is going to be in a private Facebook group. I'm going to be teaching there live every single week. I'll probably be going live 2 different days training. And then once a week, we're going to have live Q&A going on between myself and other foot traffic formula coaches. And then a dedicated community coach for you to really make sure that if there's anything you need, you're going to get your questions answered, okay? And then access to all of the recordings, workbooks, everything after it's over. So even though it's live in the month of July, you'll still get to go back and check out anything that you want to even after it's over, okay? It's $97. That is all we are charging. And remember, that is the price. That is not the value. What are you getting when it comes to building your first funnel? What if that funnel makes you $1,000, $5,000? What would it be worth to you, right? Value versus price, something you are going to learn about inside this workshop. Go to stacytushel.com/bootcamp. All the details are there. If somebody can throw that in the comments for me, that would be amazing. stacytushel.com/bootcamp. All the details are there live for the month of July. Get in now while we're recording this, while we're there to answer any of your questions, okay? All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us. On Wednesday, I'm going to be coming back. I'm actually going to be doing part two of the Foot Traffic podcast. So this past week on Foot Traffic, we've done like a two-part episode where we're talking about like, how do we come back from all of this? Like, how do we start to like regain strength in our business again? And then this week, Wednesday, the part two is actually five strategies of how I'm preparing my business for like round two of COVID. So if you are not subscribed to the Foot Traffic podcast, you guys make sure to do so. And then I'll see you back here on Wednesday. All right. Have a great week. I'll see you in the boot camp. Go to stacytosha.com/bootcamp. All the details can be found there. And that's a wrap. If you are loving the Foot Traffic podcast, then I know you would love Foot Traffic Formula. It's my group coaching and accountability program where we turn your marketing goals into results. Head over to foottrafficprogram.com and get your marketing working for you today.